This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence.
KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware, beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully presents to you, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
We'll be right back. Friends all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Nightmare, and as always, I take credit for that. I didn't get this bad reputation overnight. It took years to get it. Well, not really years, took days, but I've kept it for all these years. Hey, lines are always open. We are America's Voice of Freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. We can go all over today. Let's start with our good friends in O'Fallon, Illinois. They tell me after about 29, 30 years, Jim Cavins, he was a captain, that he is retired from the O'Fallon, Illinois Police Department, and he's going to be the new chief of police in town and country in West St. Louis County. Says the village was incorporated in 1975. It's got about 12,000 residents, and it says it's one of the highest cities in the country with population over 10,000 as far as revenue earning. It was $135,000 in town and country. Hell, there's towns that they don't make $20,000, $15,000, $20,000. But anyway. Anyway, Jim Cavins is retired to go to work in town and country, and everybody. Now, I don't know, because I know a few of the people in the O'Fallon, Illinois Police Department, but I don't know everybody. But they say me tell me that they couldn't wait to get rid of Jim Cavins. He really wasn't much of a police officer, I was told. Now, again, I don't know, but. I think they were happy as hell to get rid of him because, I think in all those years, 29 years, I think he probably wore out his work welcome a long time ago, as we all do. Sometimes it just takes a little bit longer for people to understand how pissed off they are at you. But anyway, it was in yesterday's paper, or the day before yesterday's paper, that he was moving on, that he... it tells, and I hate that when that happens, but it always tells about all the good things they have done. He says the last 6 years has been amazing and just a thrill. He said, "Chief Van Hook has opened doors of opportunity for me that I never expected." And he sits there and talks about how grateful he is to his family for all of his help, how he is supportive of his family, all of his relatives, for everything they have done to make his career a very, very interesting career. But it amazes me. It amazes me when somebody like this, and again, don't know, I knew his uncle, very nice guy. Don't know this gentleman at all. It amazes me whenever you go and you retire from a position, then everybody talks what a great guy you were, but they're all so happy to get rid of you so they can get their person put in as the captain, get their person put in as the chief of police. So I just thought I'd harp on this for a couple minutes. I had some people in O'Fallon call and tell me, and they are police officers, about what kind of guy he was. Said he really wasn't a bad guy. He just wasn't much of a police officer, and that's okay. That's okay if you can't do the job, you just can't do it. But the mayor said, on behalf of the city, we wish him nothing but the best when he becomes the chief of police in town and country. The chief, meanwhile, praised Cavins for how he handled every situation. And it's amazing. It's amazing how these police officers will say, oh, he's a great guy, hate for him to go, but the second he's out the door, they're all looking for somebody to take his place. And actually, they were looking for somebody 6 months, a year before he even decided to go. But that's just not Captain Cavins. That's all these police departments, because they're always looking, somebody's always looking to get ahead. And that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. It's just that at some point in time, you sit there and think, damn, when's this going to stop? When's somebody going to say, hey, this wasn't a good pick for captain, wasn't a good pick for lieutenant, wasn't a good pick for sergeant, but he came up through the ranks. You know, he took those positions and he did what he was supposed to do, which doesn't make him a good guy or a bad guy. It just makes him a guy. But everybody wants to compliment somebody walking out the door. Now, they don't want to compliment them so much when they're there, but as soon as they walk out the door, they want to compliment them. Now, a week down the road, they won't even remember who Jim Cavins is. And that's okay, because, you know, the towns have to go on. And I just hope the good people in town and country understand what they're getting, hope they've researched it enough. And again, I don't know the man at all, so I can't really give you an honest opinion. I just know what I've heard. And it's been some good, some not so good, some bad, but... you know, that's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to continue. We've got some callers. Let's go and take some callers before we go crazy. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the dark side.
Hello. I was just wanting to congratulate my cousin, Craig Knight, of the Granite City Police Department, of retiring after 30 years.
Craig Knight. He's been with Granite City for 30 years?
Yes, sir. His father was the chief of police and retired.
And his name was Craig Knight. Okay.
Yes.
What 30 years, how long was his father the chief out there?
I'm not sure how long he was.
Do you know, is Craig a friend of yours?
Yes.
What do you think he's got in store, Chris?
I'm not sure. I know he's just going to enjoy time with his family and friends for a little while, and then probably do something on the side.
In police work?
Probably, yes.
You know, it's a shame people get involved in law enforcement and they really don't like law enforcement after a while, but when they retire, they figure they can't do nothing else, so most of them just go to another police agency or to another police organization, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, that's really a shame. That's really a shame that these guys can't get out and do something else, but I guess when you're used and trained 20, 30, 40 years of doing one thing, you might as well just keep doing it if you're capable, don't you think?
Yep. If you're good at it, keep doing it.
Keep doing it. Okay, Chris. Hey, thank you very much. Where do you live at, Chris?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Well, you tell Craig if you see him that everybody here at the radio station wishes him the best. And as always, if we can do anything for you good people, don't ever, ever hesitate to give us a call.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chris. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. Just like we were talking about... Captain Cavins from O'Fallon. It's really amazing whenever people start talking about this guy and that guy. It's always what a great job they did once they retire. But when they're not retired, it's, well, he's okay, but he shouldn't have done this last year. He shouldn't have done this. And again, I'm not saying this just about Captain Cavins. I'm saying this about anybody in law enforcement or any position. It's amazing how they'll sit back and won't say much, but boy, as soon as they retire, what a great guy he was, what a great job he did. Hate to see him leave, but adios, muchachos. You know how that crap goes. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, JR. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I'm fed up with this Bernie Sanders. I'm 70-plus years old, and he wants to give everything free, and he needs to look at nursing home pamphlets. I mean, you talk about a worthless piece of crap. That is him. And this Don Lemons, all he does is bash Trump. And that CNN, unless you're a gay blade, you ain't going to get the job.
You know what, JR, I don't know if I can agree with you totally on that. I know Don Lemons is black and he is gay, and he's married to a white guy. So, but it's amazing, isn't it, JR, how when these people come out, they come out strong against whatever they want. But whenever you come out, not you, but me or anybody, come out strong against them, they just kind of back off into a corner.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Bob. And, you know, I mean, I was from a family of 10, and I wasn't told education was important, so... I've had a hustle my whole life, and I'm still hustling, but that's all right. I'll just hustle on to the end. But, yeah, this world is it's going to hell in the handbasket.
You know, JR, thank you for the call, and I don't know if it's going to hell in a handbasket, but I do agree with your sentiments. I think at some point in time, people better wise up. People better understand that we can't have it our way all the time. People need to understand that sometimes in our lives, we have to give a little bit to get a little bit. Some people want to keep on getting and getting and getting and never want to give. And I think at the end of the day, if we don't give a little bit, we're not going to have much to take. But it's, you know, it's really amazing. It's really amazing how we can sit back and say, well, everything's okay. Well, it is for the meantime, but there's always something going to come up, which makes it bad for everybody, and I think that's what happens a lot of times. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
I appreciate
sir.
What you do, and the people here in my neighborhood appreciate it. I know that for sure.
Where do you live at, Bob? What area?
I'm in Mitchell.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Listen, it's really important. What you just said and what the other caller was talking about these Don Lemons and these people like this who they have an agenda. You know, back in the day, Walter Cronkite, he didn't have an agenda. He reported the news. These guys have an agenda. They're not really reporting the news. They're reporting their feelings. So a lot of people get wrapped up in that and believing, oh, my God, the world's coming to an end because Don Lemon has a bad day or he has a passionate about something other than, you know, what normally goes on in the country. It's, you know, it's just crazy.
You know what, Bob? I have to agree with you. I watch Don Lemon. I go through all the channels when I get home. I don't spend much time.
But, do I.
Yeah, but I can never have I heard Don Lemon say one good thing about Donald Trump or the Republican administration. I think for all intents and purposes, Bob, maybe you'll disagree with me, but I think for all intents and purposes that CNN News and NBC News, I think they're just one step from out the door, don't you?
Oh, if they're not, then the little sheep that are following them are going to just go right out the door with them. I'm telling you, it almost is like... The news today, the corporate media, they are the wing of the Democratic Party. They're like the mouthpiece, propaganda. You know, just like back in the day. I mean, people started believing things, and then once some things are believed, then it's fact. You know.
No, I agree with you totally. I agree. I sit there and think, what the hell's going on in this country now? We can barely take care of our local issues, but now that we have federal issues that we really, really have no control over. But at some point in time, Bob, I think we're going to have to try to get some control, don't you?
Oh, I do agree. I do agree. The states need to take care of their own business back to the way it used to be set up. The government wasn't in charge of the states. The states took care of themselves, and I don't know what's happened. We went globally, federally. You know, it's almost turned into a mesh pot of just a mess. Everybody's trying to prove something or do something else, and everybody's forgotten what we need to do, you know, on a daily basis to continue our lives. You know, it's kind of strange, like a paradox.
Yeah, don't you agree though, Bob? At some point in time, we all have to give a little bit And we all have to take a little bit. But these people, some of these people, not just the niggers, we've got the crackers and the hunkies that want to take everything and don't want to give anything back but a bunch of crap. Don't you think at some point in time, and I think it's going to happen in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, that we're going to have to change our attitudes. We're all going to have to give a little bit more to get a little bit more down the road.
I agree with you on that. But how much more can the working people give? The people who don't have a voice. We don't have much more to give, Bob. What are we going to start giving our blood out? You know what I mean? Now, others on the other side, the people, they could give a little. They have it all right now in their hand, you know.
Yeah. Hey, I know exactly. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call. I sincerely appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much. If I could, I'd like to give a shout-out to my buddy Frankie.
Your buddy Frankie. Got a shout-out to Bob's buddy Frankie. Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you.
Have a good one. You know, it's amazing. You sit there and you listen to the radio. Sometimes I've been listening to talk radio probably 35 years. Never once have I called in other than the Kevin Slayton show. But it's really amazing. It's really amazing how people can sit there and think, well, things are going to get better. No, things are never, never, ever going to get better until we collectively come together and make them better, because they're not going to get better on their own. They're not just going to automatically become better. You know, everybody has to come together, the black, the white, Democrats, Republican, men, women, the atheists, the agnostics, the homosexuals. And I don't really give a damn. I don't give a damn what anybody does in the privacy of their home. But when you come out in public, we all need to work together for the best cause. You know, there's going to be times where I'm going to say things that maybe the majority of people don't like, and I'll have to back off. And there'll be other times where there'll be things that I say that people will go for, and vice versa. And I think if we don't come to that conclusion pretty soon, I think it's going to get nasty for everybody. Now, again, I could be wrong, but I haven't been wrong yet. So it's just a matter of time before I find out that I won't be wrong again. And it's a shame. It's a shame being right all the time. But, you know, in this great world, it's hard not to make a mistake. But at the end of the day, I can't remember a mistake I've made. Now, you know, I'm just giving you hell. I've made more mistakes probably, not than anybody, but I've made as many mistakes as people. And I read that they talk about the patriotic states in this great country. It's got the 10 most patriotic states in the United States, according to Wallet Hub, and I don't know what Wallet Hub is. New Hampshire is number one, Wyoming number two, Vermont number three, Utah number four, Idaho number five, Wisconsin number six, Alaska number seven, South Carolina number eight, and I mean, the list would go down and down. Now, I guess East St. Louis and St. Louis are in there somewhere, but they're probably so far down, they're probably on page 200, 300, 400. But it's they've done this study, and it's from 2016. And, you know, it always takes a little bit of time to get these studies together. But for them to come up with this, and this is from Fox Business News. So, again, New Hampshire, Wyoming, Vermont, Utah, Idaho, Wisconsin, Alaska, South Carolina, and you go down and down and down. I don't know what the 50th one is. We'll try to find out. It's probably going to be not a pretty situation. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Robert. Thank you for your show. I appreciate it every day.
Thank you, sir.
But I'm going to guard my language now because I don't want that thug to come out of me. But anyway, with our boy Don Lemons, He puts out of his mouth what he takes in his mouth.
Now, you know what, though, John? I got to disagree with you, because I think what he takes out of his mouth isn't as bad as the crap that he puts in his mouth, if you know what I mean. But go ahead. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. But that's my sentiment on that cat, is that, if he's that tough, and the stuff he's been eating for the last I don't know how many years, well, it's going to spill out sooner or later.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, John, don't you think, especially these national syndicated shows, and these guys aren't any better or any worse than me or you or anybody else. They just have the opportunity to go nationwide. They're trying to syndicate my show, and it may come here shortly. But at the end of the day, we're all in this game together. It's just some people, they get in a position, and they think they're better than everybody, like this Don Lemons and some of these other people. They sit back, and they want to talk about you. But as soon as you talk about them, as soon as you bring up that they're gay or they're married to a white guy or this or that, all hell breaks loose. You know that?
Oh, yes, sir. Being the idiot on Saturday Night Live, allegedly the comedian that badmouthed the military soldier that lost his eye that became, congressman or senator?
Uh-huh.
You know, the gentleman came on Saturday Night Live, forgave the guy for it, you know, for being an idiot.
I remember that.
And what happens, he's in a stand-up club somewhere, and they ask about his girlfriend, and it makes him break down and cry and run off the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, wait a minute. I was like, hold on now. Were you punk? what was that?
Yeah.
If you can't take even that, but you want to make fun of a war hero about him losing his eye.
Right.
But, you know, you can't even be asked about how your girlfriend left you.
Yeah. You know,
but
what?
It's, Bob, you know, again, with all those guys, you know, I've watched even the shows that I don't like because I want to be able to tell people why I don't like them.
Right.
So I'll listen to their speeches. And what's funny about when I watch President Trump's speeches, these CNNs and these channel NBCs and whatever have you are telling you what you just heard or saw. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, did I watch the same channel?
Yeah.
Did I hear the same speech? I start to think, okay, it's the medication, man.
Yeah.
I didn't hear none of that stuff.
Yeah. You know, John, thanks for the call. I sincerely appreciate you taking the time. It's awful nice for everybody that calls. When I feel like taking the call, sometimes you sit there the whole show. I don't want to take calls. I just don't take them. But I appreciate John's call and everybody else's that takes the time, especially on a day like today, whenever there's so much crap going on. And, you know, there's not a lot of local crap going on now. It's more national crap, but you know, we'll take it as we get it. But there's not much local crap, we're going to go nationally. And I see that Trump says that there's U.S. soccer star Megan Rapoport, she's the one that refused to stand for the national anthem the first time. She's the one that scored both goals to beat a team last week. Now she's decided she will stand, but she will not sing the national anthem. She will not put her hand on her heart. But Trump said in his comments on Rapoport whenever during an interview on the Hill, when he was asked about whether the co-captain decision and kneel was appropriate, Trump responded, "No, I don't think so." The president, however, did offer praise for the entire soccer team. So, and I want to give them credit. I want to give the whole soccer team credit for what a great job they did. But she's calling herself a walking protest, and she believes Trump's administration doesn't value all American equality. Now, you know what? That's her opinion, and she's got every right to it. But Trump and I and you and everybody else has their right to their opinion. But here's this lady, a hell of a good athlete, one of the best female soccer players around. But she's going to sit there afterwards and talk bad about Trump. You know, just talk about the soccer. Talk about what a great team you guys have. Talk about all the training that went in to have such a great team. But it's really amazing how, you know, she knelt during the national anthem before her match against the Chicago Red Stars in 2016. She called her actions a little nod to Colin Kaepernick and everything he stands for right now. So that just shows, like anything else, that, you know, her ideas are her ideas. Maybe just her and Kaepernick's ideas, but at the end of the day, I've got ideas, you've got ideas. Let's all express our ideas, and we can agree to disagree at any point in time. But when it's all said and done, we all have to respect and honor and love this country no matter what else goes on. Let's take one more caller before break. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. This is Mark here. I'm actually a transplant from Wisconsin. I've only been in St. Louis for 6 months.
Okay.
I just want to thank you for your show.
Well, thank you.
Perspective on things. I have my brothers in Florida and California listening to you every day. So, just so you know.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. Tell them we sincerely appreciate it. What's going on in your world?
Well, I'd just like to just basically talk about what happened to that officer a couple days ago, and you know where he responded to a bad check and he got executed by that black guy. By that nigger.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Basically, he got executed, and you know, both my brothers are corrections officers, and that news made it out there, and it's stuff like that. I've never seen such racism. I mean, even the city of Milwaukee, it's got racism, but it's not as bad as it is here. And I've never dealt with so many people calling me cracker and everything else for no reason. It's sickening. And I love St. Louis, but same time is I'm just having a hard time with the niggers here.
You know what, Mark? I couldn't agree with you anymore. You know, there's enough niggers, there's enough crackers, there's enough hunkies to go around. We all need the proud white and proud black men, women, Democrats, Republicans. We all need to come together and stop this, because if we don't, Mark, at some point in time, I think it's going to stop us, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, part-time I drive, I'm an Uber Lyft driver part-time, you know, to make ends meet, and, you know.
Right.
And, there's times, I mean, now I feel like I have to carry not only pepper spray and a billy bat and everything else. I mean, it's scary out there. Some people I pick up, it's like, damn, am I going to make it out of here? You know, it's just one of those things where I'm not a racist. None of my family is. I hate to say it. I've lost my cool a couple times. And if somebody calls me a cracker, I'm going to call them a nigger right back.
You know what, Mark? I agree with you 1,000%. I'm not the kind of guy to stir crap up, but once it's stirred up, buddy, watch out, because I'll be right in the middle of it.
All right. Well, Bob, I just want to thank you for your show and what you're doing and your the fact that you're honest to speak the truth about these niggers that are not only in St. Louis, but all across the country that are, you know, that are ruining it for not only the black race, but, you know, whenever I see good-working black people working hard, you know, I just can't imagine what's going through their mind when these few niggers are ruining it for them.
And right.
I feel bad for the black, for the hard-working black people. I really do.
You know, Mark, I do too. Thank you very much for the call. Keep driving Uber and be safe out there. Listen, we've got some more callers. Callers, please hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and get our callers right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
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 music was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Dark side. We owe an apology to some of the callers. We had a full line, and so it went crazy. So let's go ahead with some more callers. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Why is there the heaviness over the city, man, after that cop getting popped like that?
Which one? You mean the guy in Normandy?
All of them. All the killing. The niggas versus the niggas killing. All the cop shooting. That's a heavy. Hey, and since the fuse up in that store, and that nigga had a gun, if that nigga killed a cop like that, what is Joe Sixpack got as a defense?
Yeah, it has nothing. That's why I'm all for Joe. I'm for everybody that's qualified. I'm not, but I'm for everybody that's qualified to carry a gun, to get the formal training, and to have a gun, and then to be able to use it if the right time comes. Don't you think?
Yeah, if you was looking for racial names to call the Arabs and the Asian, I told you before that Asians are called Gooks.
Gooks?
Gooks.
Okay.
A Gook and a Nip and a Zip Head and Arabs are called Sad Niggas.
Yeah, I know. We call them towel heads. You know what, though, Joe? Isn't it amazing whenever a guy like you or me or some decent people, black, white, men, women, Democrats, or Republicans, try to come together, there's always one rotten bastard that screws up the whole thing and puts everything down, don't you think?
Yeah, my great-grandfather said misery likes...
Said
hello?
What? Yeah, go ahead, Joe. Say your great grandpappy said what?
Misery like company.
Yeah, well, you know what? And that's true. 50,000 things can go good and everything's okay, but let one thing go bad and they forget about the 50,000
hey,
good things.
Where's White Leroy at? That one white boy.
You know what?
Sounds like a black man.
Yeah,
What's his name?
It's just, I don't know what his name is today, Joe. I have no idea. Have no idea what his name is today, but you know, you get some crazy callers, and then you get guys like you that want to tell the truth in your own way, and then somebody will take that and say, "Hey, that's wrong. You shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have run with it that way." But doesn't it make you feel good to get your point across the way you feel fit?
Oh man, it took a load off my chest.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, Joe. If we can do anything for you at any point in time.
Hey, we need to get together for the 4th of July. What are you doing on the 4th?
I have no idea yet, Joe, but if you call me, maybe we can get together for a drink or something.
Yeah, I try not to drink, man. Being alcohol, we don't go well.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know the feeling. But give me a call sometime, Joe, and we'll definitely put something together.
All right.
Okay, buddy,
right.
Thank you very much for the call. It's really amazing. And Joe seems like an honorable black man. You know, none of us are perfect. We know that. But he seems like an honorable black man. But here you go. You have people want to do things right, and they continue to do things right, and it's okay. But as soon as one thing goes wrong, it becomes a major problem, and all the things that they've done right go by the wayside. And it's amazing that it has to be that way. But, you know, that's the way it is in our country. We have to just run with it. We have to do what we have to do. And if people don't like it, you know what I say to that? If people don't like what I do, they can kiss my ass because I don't give a damn. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, you nasty bastard.
Hey, what's going on, big guy?
Hey, not a whole lot. Hey, I apologize. I had to hang up. But,
don't worry about
it. For some of your callers, I'm unfortunately back. And for those that don't like that, well,
they can kiss your
dial, as the host says.
Yeah. What's going on in your world, Dave?
Hey, you sound like you're starting to get back up to your fighting weight because you're starting to sound mean, nasty, and sissy, and I love it.
Well, you know what, Dave? I appreciate that. It took a little bit of time, but, you know, if somebody gets sick, I think I had a cold for about a week or 10 days. I feel a hell of a lot better, and I think I got another couple days, and I'll be back on track. But I sincerely appreciate guys like you and the other callers, the sincere callers, that really have something to say and want to say it. So I sincerely appreciate that.
You know, Bob, here's what I'm calling about, okay? The thing that the ignorant whites and blacks don't realize that hate the police, and hate the police
No, wait a minute. What do you mean ignorant? I'm calling them crackers, hunkies, and niggers, but go ahead.
Well, Bob, you know where I got to come from.
I know.
I'm saying the trash blacks and whites, that is your right to hate the police, okay?
Right.
But whenever crap breaks out of your house, and you and your son or whomever in your house can't get along, don't call the police anymore. Call the fire department.
I don't think the fire department is going to want to come out either. Do you, Dave?
Well, they'll just get that great big hose out and blow all that crap down the sewer.
I have to write that down, Dave. That's a good idea.
Bob, the point I'm making is that, you know what? The police come whenever called. Now, while I will agree, here's a statistic that I was told 30-plus years ago for law enforcement officers, and it applies to anybody that's a first responder. 90% of the time, you are dealing with 10% of the a-holes. For those that can't do math, that adds up to 100%.
Right, right.
So, Bob, I think in the 30-plus years that I've known, and probably your 50-plus years of being in law enforcement, that statistic has never changed.
Now, if it does, it's getting worse.
Well, yeah, but you know what, Bob, I still think 90% of the people are still great.
Yeah, well, I don't know about great, Dave. I think they're decent.
Well, here's the point I want to make. I'm tired of hunting season for the police. While I will not say the police need to start hunting the suspects, these prosecutors, Wesley Bell, we know you're listening. Don't take murder first off the table. This scumbag that executed that officer last night needs to go to jail and needs to get probes put in places that haven't been there for a while and zap this guy ASAP.
You know, Dave, I agree with you 1,000%, and I think anybody that has any inkling about proper law enforcement would happen to say the same thing in this situation.
Well, and your previous caller said it so well. Yep, they're going to execute a police officer. John Q. Citizen is effed.
Yep.
Bob, that's all I have to rant about, my friend. I sincerely am glad you're getting well. You sound healthier every day. And like I told you last time, my friend, you have a beautiful face for radio.
You smart ass. Hey, Dave, thanks. Thanks a lot. And you have a good week, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Buddy, take
as
care.
Always. Uh-huh. Let's take one more caller before break. Go ahead, Phil. You're on the dark side.
That guy is nuts.
Yep, my buddy, it was Phil today. I don't know who he was last week, but yeah, you guys that think you're going to call and put a bunch of crap in the game, We've got a 10-second delay, so there's nothing you can say that's going to get over the air that we don't want it over the air. But, you know, some people just can think that they can get away with crap. And at the end of the day, know that you can't. Hey, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take a few more callers. And we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio as always, and we are definitely proud, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. We are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. We still got 5 or 6 minutes. Let's take a call or two before we get out of here. Go ahead, Tim. You're on the dark side. Go ahead, Tim. You're on the dark side.
I have a question for you based on your law enforcement background. If we had black officers only responding in black areas and white officers responding in white areas, what would be the downside in that? Wouldn't that work a little bit better than the system we got now? Do you see any negatives in having only black officers go to the black areas and houses and the white officers stick to the white areas?
You know, Tim, let me tell you, I honestly think you'd have less problem in the white community and you'd have even more problem in the black community, because I honestly feel not the proud blacks, they would be nowhere around. They'd be out of there. But the niggers, They don't give a damn who they kill. They continue to kill each other. And I think the white people, if they kind of come together and stuck together, I think you'd have less trouble in the white community, but more trouble in the black community. What's your take?
Well, I think that the black officer has, I don't know what it is, but it has some sort of magic to get these people calmed down. And I think a lot of these perps would be less inclined to shoot a black officer than a white officer.
You know what, Tim? Thanks for the call. I somewhat agree with you, but, you know, the problem there is I don't think these black bums, I don't think these niggers really give a damn about black police officers. I think they'd get out and kill more of their own. I think they'd back off black police officers, but I think they'd end up killing a lot more of their own. And again, that's for, you know, that's for discussion, but I do appreciate the call, Tim. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. We all sit here and say, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda, coulda, did, and nothing ever gets done. I think it's time again for all of us to come together, whites, blacks, Orientals, the decent people, and put a stop to all this crap. Put a stop to the honkies, the crackers, the niggers, the kooks, the kinks, the whatever the hell you want. We need to put a stop, and I don't mean a violent stop. I mean we need to put them in jail. We need to make new laws. We need to let them know. We need to show them that at some point in time that this crap has got to stop. I mean, because if it doesn't stop, it's going to get worse. And I predict, and hopefully we'll never come to that, but I predict if it doesn't stop in the next 10, 15, 20 years, that there's going to be problems all over the place, and I think it's going to be too difficult down the road for us to stop it. Now, some people will say, well, it can't get any worse. Let me tell you, I've been around a long time, been on this earth 70 years, and I can tell you from experience, as soon as you say it can't get any worse, I'll be damned. You know what happens? It gets worse. And people say, well, he says this and says that, but you put it in your pipe and smoke it. When you say, hey, it can't get any worse, it always does. It always gets a little worse, a little worse, a little worse. And at some point in time, it's going to get to the point where it's going to be so bad, we're not going to be able to control it. But I think at this time, we still have time in this great country of ours to control it. I still think we have time to make this country greater. I think it is great. I think it was great when Obama was in office. I think it was great when Kennedy was in office. I think it was great when all these presidents, all these past presidents, Ronald Reagan, I think it was great, and I think it's still great now with Donald Trump. Now, I know some people will say, yeah, but this is wrong and that's wrong. You're never going to get 100% of the people thinking on board all the time. But if you can get the majority of people thinking, I may not like this guy, but I think he's doing a good job. See, that's what it's going to take all throughout this country, not just at the city level, not just at the county level, not just at the state level, but even at the federal level. We're all going to have to come together. We're all going to have to say enough's enough. And after we do that, I think there's going to be a problem that can be fixed. I think we'll be able to fix the problem. And once that problem's fixed, I think everybody will understand that it always takes a little to get a little, and it always takes a little to get a little more. And I think if we go strong by that, I think at the end of the day, we all will understand what's what, and we'll all know that we can all make a difference. Doesn't make any difference how old you are, who you are, what color you are, where you come from. We can all make a difference. It's just a matter of everybody taking some time to sit back and think, you know what, maybe I should have done this, maybe I should have done that. If I would have done this, things would have been a little bit different. I know I've been there 1,000 times and said, I wish I'd have done that a little bit different, but you know what I do the next time? I do it a little bit different, and it does get better. And I will say to everybody on parting the show today, we all can make this work. We all can make it work. We just have to work strong. We have to work hard. But more than that, we have to work together. We all have to work together to make this better than it was. Not that it's not good, but it could be better. And to do that, you know what we have to do? We have to continue. We have to continue to unite. We have to continue to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, they try to destroy us at every angle. These crackers, these hunkies, these niggers, these kooks, these gooks, they try to destroy us because they have nothing to live for. Their living is destroying us. So we all need to come together again and stop these parasitical punks, these perverted parasitical punks that we call politicians. And let's put them out of their misery. No violence. Let's put them in jail. Let's put them in their place. We never need violence. So let's take care of them before they destroy us. Let's take care of them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ.
Jersey, St. Louis.